Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 64 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I am struggling to find anything to talk about. What's going on in the world? Gas is still gas. Hasn't changed at all. Nothing going on with gas. Gasoline is still gasoline. And people are talking about, like, oh, the gasoline, the pipelines, the fucking all that shit. All I have to say to that is they were there before. I don't see what the big issue is now that they're there, but we can't use them. Oh no. Gasoline. You put it in your car. I mean, nothing has changed. Absolutely nothing has changed. It is exactly like it was 2 months ago. Except now when you're driving down the street and you see 419, you're like, that's pretty good. So, yeah. That's a thing. I don't understand how these things are in the news. They're Ukraine. Like, what? People are like, what are your thoughts on Ukraine? And I'm like, it's a country. I don't know why you're asking. What's so, like, why aren't you asking me about Algeria? Or, like, fucking, like, why aren't you talking to me about, why Ukraine? What are your thoughts? I don't know. Never been there. It's probably a cool place. You could go there. If you want, you don't have to go there. No one's making you go there. I've had this pimple on my chest or this red mark on my chest for like probably 4 months at this point. And I don't understand why my body seems to have just given up on trying to like turn it to regular skin color. We're just gonna, oh, fuck it. It's red. We're just gonna leave it. We're just gonna let it be red. That Tyler has a red bump on his chest, and that's just the way it is. And my body has grown accustomed to it. It's grown used to it. It says, "Oh yeah, that's normal. We like it there." My body has become friends with an invasive red bump, and I would like to turn it back to skin color. And what am I gonna do? Use makeup every fucking time, like? I can't, like, I don't have that, like, time or energy. You can't just wake up in the morning and use some makeup on your chest, you know? It's going to rub off because you're going to get all sweaty. And it's going to just make your shirt tan. So I just have this red bump that I don't know why my body seems to have just given up on trying to turn it back to skin color. But I was like in the shower last night and I'm like, man, this has been here for a while. Maybe I should like pick at it and like reactivate it or something. Like my body has just stopped production on this red bump. But if I fuck with it, maybe my body will be like, oh yeah. And we forgot about this, you know? And so hopefully that's the new progression in my weird body. My interesting little body has a lot of quirks and, interesting little facts about it. You know, we got the skull divot for the headphones. We got the pinky dent for the phone. We got this red bump on my chest for who knows why. We get Charlie horses sometimes in the middle of the night and you just die inside. Little life hack. If you have Charlie horses, which is basically the way I describe a Charlie horse, is it feels like somebody took a section of your calf and just cut out that section and then sewed the two pieces together. Just took out a section and then stretched the rest of your calf to fill in that space. And then every time you stand up for the rest of the day, like that whole next day, because it usually happens in the nighttime, that whole next day, every time you stand up, you have to restretch it. I am so goddamn phlegmy. Phlegmy boys. I don't know why every time I say phlegmy, I get it, the impulse to say Remy boys, but instead of Remy, I say phlegmy. That's just a thing that my brain does every single time. You ever just like think of a word and then the rest of it just kind of fills in for you? What am I talking about? I have a lot of spit in my mouth. I got mucus for days, dude. I can every night when I go to sleep, I'm blowing my nose, I'm blowing my nose, I'm blowing my nose. And then once I think I'm clear, once I'm like, once I think I'm good, I'll get another like one of those like, I don't know what to call it, like spider web. Like if you breathe out hard enough and you just hear like a chunk move up. I just have mucus. I got a lot. I call it the endless snot, trademark, because it's just what it is. You know, when you have a cold and you just keep on blowing your nose and blowing your nose and it never stops. Has been me this entire winter. So I have taken it upon myself to improve my esophageal health, my lung and throat health. This is now day four of me quitting vaping and smoking weed. I don't smoke cigarettes. I would only smoke weed, and I would vape weed and sometimes nicotine, but no more inhaling drugs. No more of that. Keyword inhaling. I still got edibles. You know, you gotta have some fun a little bit. You can't go cold turkey, but at least I don't have to. I don't know, man. Like, I started smoking weed. I didn't for a while, and then all my shit went down. A lot of shit went down in my life, and I got on antidepressants, and I drank a lot. That one winter, a couple winters ago. But I was also smoking weed. I started smoking weed again in like November of 2019. And I have pretty much smoked every single day since. Like pretty much every single day since. So it's a little ridiculous to expect myself to be able to come off of that entirely with no help from edibles, but. That's the new route we're taking. Even if I have to spend a little more money, it's worth the investment for my esophageal health. And so I think that the spit thing might be the mucus might be related. I don't even like talking about my body. This is my body. This is my podcast. Don't tell me what to do with it. Don't tell me what to. This is my body, my choice. I can talk about what I want. So I feel like it's probably affected my mucus a little bit. And it might have something to do with that endless snot happening all winter. And you'll just be like blowing your nose, you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden you'll feel a chunk move forward and you're like, fuck, I gotta get that out of me. And so then you sit up in bed and it takes you like a half an hour to fall asleep because you're just too busy breathing and realizing that you're not breathing good. And then, dude, I've had this just big old lump in my throat that I can feel. It's not a lump like anything like bad. It's just a clump of mucus that I can feel deep within. And it affects the voice. Of me. I don't know why I phrased it like that. The voice of me, the voice of reason. It affects it. And I would just like to just update you on my life. I'm not smoking weed anymore. No more smoky moy. No more inhaling drugs because that is bad for your throat and mind. And honestly, I feel like I've been a little bit more clear-headed since. So that's pretty cool. But all of this is a long-winded say, long, All of this is a long-winded way of saying that I picked at an old red bump to reactivate it, to hopefully my body will turn it to skin color again. You know, TMI, sure, but some things you don't know that you need to know, you know? There are some things that you can't even consider. You live your life according to a set of rules that you've figured out through experiences. And the longer that you go through life, the more sound and concrete those experiences have made those rules in your life. But all of a sudden you come along and say, "Oh, Tyler's had a bump on his chest for like 4 months and it's red. And it's just not turning tan again." And you think that you know why. You don't know why. It's because my body forgot about it. Okay? You got to pick at it again and turn it, reactivate it. That's how it works. That's a real human function. That's something that our bodies are amazing, dude. We could focus on other shit, you know? If you break your arm and then like you're like, "Ow, I broke my arm," but then someone steps on your foot, it's like, "Oh, thank God he stepped on my foot so that I don't have to feel the pain in my arm," you know? It distracts you, you know? If you have a certain pain and then somebody brings along a different pain, then it'll go to that one. And it'll focus on making your foot feel better before your arm, because it's not actually what's the worst. It's what's most recent. Yes, this is true. So this is why I think that my body has started to fight other things inside of me that I could probably help out the process a little bit by avoiding, you know, inhaling things, because I don't know. No, I'm pretty good. But usually if I were to exhale, it would start to wheeze at the end a little bit there. So I'm just happy that I'm no longer doing that. And that's my update for my life. What's going on in your life? Oh, wait. Silly me. You can't fucking answer because you're just... to me, you guys are just a camera. And a microphone. Yeah, so it's been a while. It's actually been almost a month since I've sat down and recorded a solo podcast. So, we're a little rusty, but I do want to do it more often. And that is something that I keep on saying, and it's not even content, bro. Stop talking about the fact that you want to do it. You just fucking figure out something to say for once in your life. God damn. I've been, so my brain runs on a loop, which is the whole experiment of this podcast is just to survey the thoughts of my inner workings of my brain and realize that the more that I speak, the more I say the same things over and over. And that is... That's where we're at. So where my brain has been at for a lot recently is thinking about thinking. I've been thinking about thinking, like the fact that some people distract themselves. Everything in life is just a series of distractions to keep them not thinking and not worrying about thinking and not thinking like... Just as long as we don't think thoughts, then that's okay. But I think it's pretty obvious that that's not healthy. Contrary to popular belief, pushing down your emotions is not healthy. So I feel like that's why I've gone nowhere these past 2.5 years. Because I've been just numbing myself. Why am I? That's really good. Funny topic, Tyler. That's a funny topic. But yeah, I can feel some kind of ball start to roll. I'm feeling some kind of improvement in my life, whether it's from the actions that I have taken in the past few days or what. I don't know. Something just seems to be looking upwards, and that's pretty cool. I'm happy about that. And so yeah, I've been thinking about thinking and the fact that a lot of people try not to think and they like push down their thoughts, but I don't know. The experiment of this podcast is instead of running from the thought, you engage it, you marry it, you make love to it, you go on a honeymoon together, you have a beautiful child, you have, you just have. You fuck your thoughts. You just have a grand old time. Exposure therapy. It's my podcast is exposure therapy to thought. Like instead of running from the thought, you engage it, you wed it, you make sweet, sweet love to it on your honeymoon, use up every last drop of it until there's nothing left but an empty shell. You absorbed it and its powers. You are one step closer to becoming God, Jesus, and Mother Mary all together, all three of them. People don't give the Virgin Mary enough credit, I don't think. Imagine giving birth to Jesus and then chucking it. She didn't even want him. It's like, oh, great. God fucked me. And God really fucked me over and just fucked me. God put the Holy Spirit right into my vagina and inserted a baby Jesus. And I don't want him. I don't want him. Is that fair to say? I'm going to have this kid. I'm going to just run. I'm going to book it. Okay. This fuck Jesus. That's what the Virgin Mary said. Dude, imagine the balls that God impregnates you, and you're just like, nah, fuck this. No, I don't have to. She gave him up for adoption, right? Whatever adoption looked like back in the day. Jesus was not raised, was he? I don't know. Imagine that household, the Virgin Mary and Jesus. Like, shut the fuck up, you bitch. I'm God. Like, God fucked you. Oh, what a loser. What a fucking loser, dude. Imagine being fucked by God. And not worse, what's worse than that is imagine believing your wife who said, oh yeah, God fucked me. And now I'm pregnant. I didn't fuck anyone. It's just God. But dude, imagine that household, just the Virgin Mary and Jesus. Imagine what kind of arguments they'd get into. It's like, stop turning water into wine and getting drunk when you're four. You're not supposed to be getting drunk when you're four. I don't know. There were no laws back then. I bet fucking children drank. I bet you started drinking when you were like six, back in the day. If I could go back into the Bible times, I would do all the drugs that, because why not? Why is everything just revolve around drugs? I'm the one talking about how I don't want to mute and where how it's unhealthy to push down your emotions, but I seem to be super hyper fixated on I'm doing just that. Yeah, it's like stop turning water into wine. You're four, and it's like, well, fuck you, mom. I'm God. You wish you could do that. I'm not funny. This is every time I record a podcast, I'm like, that was horrible. And then I go and rewatch it, and I was like, yeah, I think this time though, I think this time something's really missing. I think this just I just got nothing. I'm like on the verge of being out of any out of ideas. I need to just think, okay? I need to sit here and think and then just say whatever happens. Because I'm not on social media anymore. I don't know what's going on. So I can't pull from anything that's going on because I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. If you don't know, and don't let them guilt you into thinking you got to know. Okay? You don't have to know. You really don't have to know. It's the attention economy, and they're going to guilt you into thinking that, oh, I need to pay attention. Yeah, you need to give them your money. You need to donate. You need to, where do any of those donations go, fucking idiot? Oh, I donated some money. Fucking, I don't know where the money went. Hopefully it went good to a good place, to the good one. Hope it went to the right side of history. I hope I did the good thing, but you never know, because people take money and take donations in the names of things, then they don't give that money to anyone. They just take it, which is the way it goes a lot of the time. Yeah. What kind of mother would get mad at Jesus? You know, yeah, like the balls on that bitch to just get mad at Jesus for doing any sort of miracle work. He's turning water into wine. It's like, dude, this is we're back in the olden days, you know? We gotta get calories where we can. If I can turn water into wine, you can drink that wine, and that is calories for the day. It's not healthy. It's probably why they all died really quick. But people in the Bible apparently lived until like 300 years old, which is the most stupid shit I've ever heard. I'm trying to prove the Bible wrong. I think the most unrealistic thing is that back in fucking 200 or whatever, back in 50 AD, when the numbers get low enough, you just have to start saying AD, because what are you going to say? Years, you're 15? Back in 15, what? Back in, it'd be like 1915, 2015. Nobody from 1915 is alive anymore. No, that's definitely not true. There's definitely 107-year-olds. 100, yeah. I did that math quickly. Fuck yeah. You know it. You know it. I'm smart like that. I know how to calculate tip. Yeah, I don't understand people who don't understand how to calculate tip. What's more confusing to me than calculating the tip is the people who don't understand how to calculate tip. Like $15. Boom. $3. It's so easy. How? How do you do it? How do you not know how to do it at this point in your life? Come on. You're 27. You don't know how to calculate tip. You got to pull out. You whip out your calculator on your phone at 50. I mean, just round up if you can't figure it out. You know, it's like, oh, there's decimal places. I'm like, okay, so fucking double it. Just give to tip them 100% then. Fuck it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's not that difficult. And people, it's like a whole big to do to fucking figure it out. And you know what's the worst? When you go out to eat with a big group of people and somebody has to front the bill, and everybody looks at the bill and then sees how much their thing was, and they Venmo you exactly what their thing was. No calculation for tip, no calculation for tax, nothing. Just like, wow, whatever. Yeah, you still owe me $10 from 4 months ago. I'm not over it. I'm just pissed. Not at the amount, just the concept. So If you're listening to this and you know who you are, give me my $10. But I probably will never get it. I'll never get it because that's just the sacrifice that you make as somebody who pays for food. And you know what? That's just the way it is, you know. You don't want it to be that way, but some people just suck like that. So you gotta deal with it. You gotta deal with it. I'm just like, I'm the kind of person who, if I owe somebody money, I Venmo them immediately. Like, none of this, like, next week bullshit. No, none of this, like, ooh, request me so I don't forget. I mean, like, maybe I'll say that, but, like, I like to be on top. I crunch numbers, bro. I crunch numbers. I keep tab on all of this money that I spend. Because if you don't, then you might go way off the rails and spend all this crazy money, dude. So I keep tabs, man. I keep tabs open on my computer. The Google Docs, Google Sheets. I have Google Sheets, spreadsheets of just how much money that I spend. That's not true, but I keep it in my notes on my phone. I lied. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. You just got to be on top of that shit. Because if you're underneath it, then it's going to be weighing down on you. Boom, dude. I stay above it so it's not weighing down on me constantly. Dude, I'm a fucking wordsmith, okay? You think about gravity and like where you are in relation to the thing. Dude, that was bars, bro. That was genius. You don't understand how smart I am. Sometimes this is a concept that I've been thinking about for a little while. I feel like artists are inherently human sacrifices because of the like emotional burden that it require, like that's required to channel something meaningful for long enough to create important art. Like making art takes a while. And if you want to say something, then you have to dwell on that idea for a long time. And it's hard to dwell on something like that and not like start to go crazy, if that makes sense. It's very difficult to balance it's hard to not let your thoughts like control you, to have control over your thoughts. Like, this is why meditation is so important, and like art is kind of a form of it. But like, it's so weird because like a lot of my life has been, I feel like I've been running from something. Like when I went on my road trip, I was like, I just got to get out of here. I don't know what that like urge is all about. Like, where does that come from? What's like telling you to like leave, like get the fuck away? And maybe that's something I'll never be able, like no one knows what's like the human drive to be like, I gotta get somewhere else and then I'll be happy. It's like, you're not gonna be happy until you're happy where you are, with what you have, with who you are. And I guess that's like the futility in running, because you're gonna run away and then you're gonna be in the middle of fucking whatever, like Arizona. Because I would always say, like, if I were to move anywhere, I'd probably move to the desert because I'm sick and tired of winter. I'm over it, bro. This shit is the most depressing fucking thing ever. It just never seems to end. It's always right in grasp, you know? We're almost there. We're constantly almost out of winter. And one day it'll be warm again, but then it'll be too warm. Then it's going to be humid and I'm going to want to die. So I want to, if once I have the financial freedom to live wherever I want to live, You bet your ass I'm going to where it's sunny, 365, bro. I want to go to fucking San Diego or something, or fucking Palm Springs. I want to move to the desert. But it's like, okay, you want to do that so bad. You think you're going to be happy there? You're going to be happy when all the fucking thing. You're going to have no one. You're going to have no friends, no life built. You're going to have to start over. And then before you know it, you're going to take advantage of that sun. That sun isn't going to matter as much because it's always there. And it's going to start to taunt you. It's going to start to be like, ha ha, look at it. It's so nice outside. It's so happy outside. And you're not happy inside. You're not happy. The sun's happy. It's supposed to make you happy, but it's always there. It's not special because it's always there. Yeah, like, I think that's maybe true, that you would start to take advantage of it, because, nothing means anything without the contrast of something else. If you have winter for half the fucking year, it seems like every time I mention how long winter is, it just continues to get longer and longer. It's like 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. The winter is the whole entire year, dude. Fuck New Jersey. I'm over it. I'm out. Mentally checked out, dude. There's nothing cool here anymore. I just want to get up and go. But there's nowhere to go. I'm trapped. I'm stuck. I could uproot my life. I could really just run. I could go and get up and go. But then I'd have to find a job in a new place. Then I'd have to find an apartment in a new place. It's like, you really want to do that? No. So you're going to be stuck here in little old New Jersey until you can do something with your life. This is a really uplifting podcast. It's just me talking about my shit. Isn't that what it always is? Dude, I don't have topics like I used to. I'm running dry, dude. I'm running dry. So that's why I need to start doing. I want to try and switch up the style. I want to do something else, because this brain dribble will always just be me venting, because I think it's healthy to do that. But I want to take that and clips from that and like art time lapses and like just like other shit and just combine it into one product that I can put on my main channel. And it's just like, it's fragments of like my art world, because I'm just so scatterbrained. I have a bunch of things that I want to do and I end up doing none of them. And I just want to start. So that's what this is. Me starting a month later from my last one. Oh my God, dude. God, all my things are just like, well, once it gets warmer, once it gets warmer, I can go on hikes and think. Once it gets warmer, I can go and people watch outside. Once it gets warmer, I can go out on the town alone and maybe meet somebody. God damn it. I want to meet somebody. I want to have a new friend. I want to just sing in the streets. Just go outside and just la 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 la. I want people to think I'm crazy, if they don't already. I want to just go outside and scream. Like, just walk down the street casually screaming. You know, like kind of like huddled up so like no one knows it's me, but the whole time I'm just like, you know, that would be fun. That would be a fun little, there's no rules to life, and people get so stuck in their ways. They're like, oh, this is how we have to operate, this is how we have to function. But really, You could take the top off. You could put the top down in the car of your life. You could start cruising along down the street screaming at the top of your fucking lungs. It's like, why? And if they call the cops on you, you just say, I'm having fun. You know, we all have different definitions of what fun is. And for me, it's walking outside screaming at the top of my lungs. Screaming things like, God help me, God save me. Somebody fucking stop me before... Somebody fucking save me from myself. You know? No, but I'm doing better. We are just all a work in progress. And sometimes it's difficult. I think I need a change of setting. Because every time I sit here now, I seem to just talk deep. Deep. I seem to talk very, like, inwardly. And God damn it, I want to fucking be relatable. Like, sometimes, I don't know, like, I don't know where this motivation, this faux motivation that I feel is coming from. But, like, sometimes all it takes is, like, staring down the barrel of a meaningless life for long enough for you to be like, oh, I got to do something. I got to do something with this shit because this is going to be this forever. Dude, if this continues forever like this, I gotta go. Bye-bye. I gotta get out of here. I need to revisit my old dream of living in a van because that is the fucking, that's the vibe, dude. That's the vibe of 2022. The 2020s is just, the goal is to live in a van because I want to have the freedom to go anywhere. But maybe I'll live in a Tesla. How about that? Because gas. Gas is pricey. There are gas prices. I'll tell you that much. That is true. Yes, there are. Gas is there. Has always been there. Has a price. You know? I don't think much has changed. Gasoline. Right? You go, you fill it up. What else? You know? Okay, don't do it as often. Oh, but I have to drive. Okay, so whatever. Fucking go broke then, I guess. I'm gonna go broke. Oh, life is so stressful. Except it isn't, because it goes at a snail's pace. And that's like the most stressful part. Because you're just like, I want to get all this shit done, but it's going to take years. It's going to take so many years. Oh my God. Fuck. That's tough. Showers are fucking scary, dude. You know how many people die from slipping in a shower every year? I don't know how many. It's probably a lot. Like 1,500, I bet. 7,000? 7 million people die a year from falling in the shower. Like, it's just terrifying. You could just slip, and that's the end for you, you know? And there's always, like, so much shit to hit your head on in the shower. There's the shower head. There's the bottom where the bath part comes out. Or if you don't have one of those, it's just a knob. There's shelves that you could fall and hit your head on, and then they fall on top of you, and then that would suck, you know? Metal. Just various metal things, you know, glass, dude. If you fall in the glass door shower and it breaks, and then you're just, you may as well just, like, if you're not dead already from that, you might as well just, like, go to the nearest gun store and just finish yourself off, because glass, no thank you. I don't want to pick glass out of any part of my body, let alone my asshole. And that's a mason jar. It's waiting to happen. Can't wait till I have a mason jar up my butt. Okay. I can't stand it when I fall down. Get it? I can't stand it. I can't stand falling down. I can't stand falling down. No one can. No one can stand falling down. I mean, that is the definition of falling down, is you are no longer standing. You know, you are falling. The state of your legs has went from standing to falling. And you're in the shower, and that's just fucking terrifying, dude. And that's why I don't wash the bottoms of my feet. Because I bet it mostly happens when you are washing your second foot, your non-primary foot, whatever you do, your left foot, whatever foot you wash first, and then you stand on that to wash the other foot, that's when you slip and you fucking die. Because you have soap, you have a soapy foot. What am I gonna sit there and wait until it's all gone and I can stand again? Yeah, sure, there's shower mats, but I don't have one. And so you gotta like worry about slipping all the time. And I think for that reason, I'm gonna just start taking a bath. Cause no one ever dies in a bath on purpose. On by accident, no one. I feel like you have to make a dumber mistake than just oops to die in a bath, you know. And then I'll be able to wash my feet. Like, you have to like drink and pass out for you to die in a bathtub. You have to try, you know. Like, if you die in a bathtub, you deserve it, because what did you do? What did you do? You drank and passed out and drowned? Dude, if you drown when you're drunk and passed out, that's just bodies failing you, you know? Body wants to stay alive, drank too much poison, drowned. You know? You deserve it. Kind of like if you get hit by a train, you deserve it. If you get eaten by a shark, you deserve it. You do the thing, you went to the one place that those things are. What'd you expect? You put a toaster oven in the bathtub. What did you expect? Some people just really need to like think before they act, you know? Just think, start thinking more. Start thinking about life. Start thinking about death. Start thinking about like how not to die. I'm trying to take steps to actively not die, because some things are just not sustainable long term, and smoking is one of them. Yeah, if you die in a bathtub, you kind of deserve it. It was, you got what was coming to you, you know. You shouldn't have done. What did you do? What did you do? That is precisely what you shouldn't have done. Like, everything that led up to you falling asleep in a bathtub was a mistake. You know, you take a bath. I haven't had a bath, dude. I haven't had a bath in so fucking long. I bet it would be so nice. I bet it would be so relaxing. Oh my God, I want a massage. I want physical contact with another human being. That would be really cool. Like, you know, I'm just thinking about warm things. You know, a bath. A massage makes your body feel warm. I want to feel the touch of another human being so fucking bad, dude. But you're not going to be happy with someone if you're not happy alone. Well, I can't touch myself in that way. It doesn't give me all the tinglies that a different person doing it would. I need like a robot. I need a sex robot to like, but not to have sex with, just to like, to be around, keep me company. I get lonely. I want to have just anyone, something. I just want to have a thing. I want to have an object that I can use. I'm like, I accidentally just like made that a replacement for like, I'm just like, yeah, if I didn't think I objectified women, I'm just literally saying I would like a human touch or a robot that will massage me. Just like anything that'll touch me that's not me. Please, someone touch me. Please, just get out, get your fingers all up in there. Come on. What are you really, really holding back for? Girls, women, if you have a crush on me, shoot your shot, because I can't. I don't want to, because I don't want to be creep. I want to be nice. I decided I will not have love until a girl comes after me and chases me down and fucking with a knife, dude. I will not have another partner until someone almost kills me. This is what I want to be with you. I mean, it's either that or I die, it seems like. So, so just, I don't know, have me. Have your way with me, I guess. I don't know. It's tough, man. I'm not going to have another girlfriend until someone just hunts me down with a rifle. It's going to be nothing. It's going to be... Sometimes I feel bad for myself. I'm just like, God damn, I'm so fucking lonely. I wish I had a hand to hold. I wish I had somebody to, like, tell my deepest, darkest thoughts, even the ones about them. But no one in my life is able to... I can't connect with anyone like that at the moment. And I'm just kind of waiting till somebody sees me and has the cojones to know, like, dude, sometimes I make eye contact with people, you know how you do, just for like literally like 0.1 second. Like, you know how sometimes it's quick? Well, I do it even quicker. When I glance at someone's eyes, I just accidentally like catch eyes with somebody. It's like by the time that they realize that I was looking at them, I'm no longer looking in their direction. Like we if our eyes meet, it's like it is a fly with, you know, is reaction time. I'm just so good at avoiding contact with people. I need somebody to see that and feel the energy that I'm putting out. And I need them to walk over to me. And I thought this was going to happen. I was at the gym. I was at the rock climbing gym. And I saw somebody. We locked eyes for 0.0001 second. 2 times. And then she got up. And I thought she was going to come over and be like, what? Could you imagine if someone confronted me for just looking at them? Oh my God. I hope that my face that I have when I look at people doesn't say anything creepy. I hope it's just neutral. I hope it's fine. I hope they feel comfortable with me staring at them. Fuck, that's totally not how that goes. But it's so weird. It's so weird to be compared to real men, because I am fake. Everything in my heart is relatively pure, and I don't, you know, I look at someone because I'm just like, wow, that's a nice looking person. I like to look at them. That's a good, yes, keep it up. I just want to walk past somebody and be like, good job. And they'd be like, what? I was like, you know what you did. Just keep on looking like that. Do what you're doing. Even just for, you don't have to do it better. Just keep doing it. For like a longer amount of time, and that's the good job. Keep on, you know, that's really what it's all about. I genuinely, like, I don't think I think men are just like, I just want to fuck it, you know. I see somebody pretty and I'm just like, I want to have, like, I want to love them. I want to be allowed to just, I want to hug them, and I want them to want to hug me. Yeah, so I've decided that there's no more love in my life until someone just haggles me, until somebody senses that energy and comes and confronts me about it, and is like, hey, you know how we just looked at each other? I like that. I need somebody to do that to me. And would that be weird if I did that to somebody? Because, like, If I you gotta be the person you wanna see, and you gotta be the change you wanna see in the world. If I want people to start coming up to me, I gotta go up to other people. So here's my move from now on. From now on, in public, my move will be to repeatedly make very quick eye contact with someone and then go up to them and be like, hey, you know how we were like catching eyes? I like that. I want more of that to continue happening. And then they'll just either like be disgusted and just like go away, or they'll sense my pure soul and they will love it. They will allow me entrance into their life. Where were you going with that? See, I'm pure. But goddamn, I really miss sex. I miss sex in a love context. I don't want to just fuck. I want someone to hold me. And I want to be held, and I want to be able to hold, and I just want to, God, dude, I want some physical contact with a real life woman, with a real life female. I just want to touch. I just want physical touch. I just want someone to tell me it's okay. Because, goddamn, I can't do it on my own. I cannot be the catalyst for anything. Any relationship has really... I'm just such a bottom. I need somebody with top energy to come in and control my life. I need somebody who just can just fucking abuse me. Because, I don't know, codependency or whatever. It was like, oh, all right, I have to. You just like... tell me what my life is now, please. I work for you. And then I feel like a piece of shit because I'm absorbed entirely into their life and they're not in mine. And then I'm like, well, what is my life? You know, you go back to my life and it's just filled with this, with all of this. That's a lot of nothing. It's weird, dude. Yeah, I'm not gonna worry about a relationship until somebody wants me bad enough, because I don't know, clearly nobody wants me bad enough. I mean, you match with people or whatever, and then it's the same person who you've already matched with, and then, you know, you're not into them like they are you. You know, I've been called hot by people who are not, and that's just the way it is, you know. I just wish people would see me for me. I just wish somebody would see me for how awesome I am. I just want somebody to joke around with, dude. But until that person comes up to me, oh well. Why is everything so goddamn difficult? I respect women enough to just not like bother them. But then I don't ever shoot my shot. That's really what that is me never shooting my shot. And like, if I ever do, it's on social media, and like, I don't fucking need to be another guy in her DMs. Like, I don't know. Like, what's an interesting way to like actually meet someone, dude? There's just like dating apps like create they take away scarcity, or at least like they make you feel like there is no scarcity. There's this illusion that you have all the people at your fingertips, and you meet people and you think that you're hitting it off until you meet them in person and realize that this conversation that you had was just like every other good conversation that you had with somebody that you're meeting for the first time, and it goes nowhere. And then you just crawl back into your little hole waiting for somebody to be attractive again. And you think the most attractive person that you're talking to, you know, the person that you're like, wow, this is actually like, I could see this going somewhere. And they just fucking ghost you, you know? That's great. It's like, why even fucking try? I'll just wait till someone decides to try. Take a chance on me, because I'm not committed enough to what I want. I don't really know what I want. I don't really know what I want, and I don't think I ever have. It's difficult. It's very difficult. I'm not gonna have any love in my life until someone hunts me down, chases me, gets me. Somebody's gotta really want me and grab on to me and just really just take a hold of my life. You know, I feel like all this is where I start to get a little like fucked in the head, because my life is pretty much nothing. So any relationship that I'll ever be in is I'm going to be absorbed into their world, and I don't like that feeling. I don't like the feeling of being in someone's world and they're not in mine, because my world is nothing. I have a room, I have a gym, that is it. Those are the two places that I go. That's so fucked. I'm either in my room or at a gym. And those are the two places, those are the two locations that I go. No, that's not true. I go for hikes sometimes. But that's a little iffy. I don't want to take someone into the middle of the woods, because I wouldn't want them to be worried that I'd kill them. And I would start to get nervous, because if we go into a hike, like a 4-mile hike in the middle of the woods, I would start to get nervous that they might think that I'll kill them. And then that nervousness will show, and they will become nervous, because why is he nervous? What's he about to do? Is something about to happen? Why is he nervous? And I would be just sitting there trying to convince them, like, no, 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 no. I'm just nervous because I think you might think I'll kill you. I won't kill you. I'm not going to kill you. Don't worry. And that's where that'll be terrifying, and they might run. They might run away from me when I say but, because that sounds like I'm about to say, but I am. I am gonna kill you. So you should start running, you know? See this knife? And isn't it funny how like survival tools include knives? Oh my God, just come into the middle of the woods with me and I have a knife and something to create fire. I'm gonna stab you and burn your body. For all you know, I won't, but come into the woods with me. Figure out, be a part of my life. Be coming. I'm constantly somewhere in between wanting to live in a city and be around people and wanting to live in the middle of nowhere and be in touch with nature. And I think being in touch with nature is more my style. It's more my nature. Get it? Being in nature is more my, like, nature versus nurture. I feel like I am I'm more nature than nurture. That's not what that is about, but nature versus nurture is how much of you is natural and how much of you is like your experiences have defined you. I think that I am a pure soul that has been fucked over one too many times and has just curled up into this safe little ball of whenever I'm around people, I'm going to make everything a joke because I want to have a good time. But that joke and all that joking is really just a mask so that no one knows the real vulnerable me. And I never have to admit to anybody that I love them or I like care about them in any way, because that's just not my love language. My love language is quality time. If I'm around you, that means I still care, because I get physically ill whenever I think about telling people how I feel. And that's about it. So I want to break down those walls. I want to, but it's fucked. It's so like, I want to, but I can't. I don't know how. It's terrifying. I don't know how to be a human. So that's why I want to run away to the woods. But I also want to get over that and live in the city. But I would be so sad with buildings. Oh my God, dude. I know why they call it brick. You go to New York in the winter and it could be like 40 degrees. Not even bad. But there's just so much shade and all those buildings are casting shadows and you're standing on concrete all the time and your body just gets rigid and cold and like you're not in tune with nature. So that's why if I were to pick either one of those, I should run away to the forest, dude. I want to save up money and then buy a tiny little cabin and just do my thing from this cabin, because it seems like all of my close relationships at some point turn into resent. I resent the people I'm closest with. I start to like, when I'm around them, I only want to have a good time and joke around. Then when I'm not around them, I kind of hate them because I don't feel connected. And I beat myself up over not feeling like that connection. But it's all coming from me, dude. It's just my thing and it's not theirs. And I'm just a little fucked. Fuck me. Yes, please put it inside of me. Gobble me, swallow me. Drip down the side of me. Sodomy. Put it inside of me. Is that why it's called sodomy? Dude. See, this is the point of the podcast where it takes me a little while for me to warm up. And I just have to say, I get all up in my head. Like, I gotta be funny. I gotta be hilarious. I have to be this. I have to be that. But I just gotta keep talking and saying whatever's on my mind. And then eventually something funny or clever will come out. Because it's just a one-way conversation. I can talk. I talk to people. And when they talk, I just wait for them to be done talking so I can talk. And then I say something that is, you know, whatever. And then the conversation continues. And that's how conversation works. If you didn't know how conversation works, now you do. Don't know where I was trying to go with that. Just saying sentences, dude. You start a sentence and you just don't know where it'll go. You just end up where your brain takes you, into the middle of the woods with a knife and a fire starter, you know, all the easiest murder weapons that you can think of. So yeah, it's a weird balance where there's something that you can't get I guess it's like eliminating desire, kind of like the consumerism, you know. I'm a minimalist. I don't have many things. The things that I have are the things that I need. I rarely buy clothes. I get so much guilt for buying clothes because they're not a necessity. You don't really need clothes. I have enough. I got clothes. And then you're like, well, you want more? Where are you going to wear it? I should just start wearing the other things that I have more. But where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, I don't have a lot of things. It's like they say you're not going to be happy with someone until you're happy alone. I don't think I'll ever be happy. If that's the case, I don't think I'll ever be happy. That's so fucked. That's so sad. They say you'll never be happy with someone if you're not happy with yourself first. And if that's the case, I guess I'll never be happy. Because it's not even the way it is, though. Not for me, at least. I can be alone. I've been alone my whole life. I get it. I know how to be alone. It's when we start introducing other characters into the scenario, other people, you start introducing, oh, here's Jenny. And you're like, oh, cool, show, yeah. And then I just haven't found the right person yet. And I don't know where to find them because Tinder sucks. And I can't. The emotional investment that goes into having like a really good first text conversation. And you're like, oh my God, not only are they're responding well, they're funny, I'm being funny. You know, when somebody just like takes the energy, like there's an energy that's inside of you that gets released. And for some reason, it's so easy to text with this person. And then they either ghost you or you meet up with them and they're catfished you. Or they're just we don't vibe as well in person. And just the emotional investment that like getting up to that point and then being let down. It's just like, God damn, you can't trust a good text conversation anymore. Because if you have the same thing and you're like, oh, another one of these. Another good conversation, another good first conversation that'll go nowhere. Great. God, I hate dating. And I hate the pressure that people like put on you to be like, you gotta be with someone. You gotta find your person, you know? And then people like post with their boyfriends or girlfriends and they're like, can you be so happy? No, you're not. You're just lying. I did it. You post to compensate because you're actually sad, miserable. You know what's great though? And if you look at somebody's relationship and you're just like, thank God I'm single, you know? You ever meet people like that? You're just like, God damn, I'm so glad I don't have their problems. Oh, geez, none of this happens when I'm alone. Oh, God. Being alone is like being surrounded by yes men. Just like being a billionaire and just like, yeah, everybody says yes. Everybody says yes, yes. Whatever you do is amazing. I love it. That's what's happening inside here because that's all there is. I'm just like, oh, that's brilliant. I'm a fucking so smart. When I write down notes, I'm writing the Bible, dude. I'm writing a religion. I'm creating a religion, and you can join it if you sign up for my Patreon. Sign up for a $5 membership to my religion. You can be part of it. I do want to start putting more effort in though, because, you know, if you want to be a content creator, you have to try harder. And I'm doing it. I'm getting better. We're finally getting out of this funk. And you know, my brain had been telling me for a while that it was weed that was holding me back. It is the drugs, you know? It's they're liars. It's a lie. It's all a lie, you know? You think that, oh, I'd smoke weed, it makes me more creative, whatever. I mean, yeah, to an extent, and then you go past that extent and you just drop off into anxiety and sleep and doing nothing. I would just stare. Oh my God, some nights I would just stare at my screen, just doing nothing. Maybe listening to music, maybe watch a few YouTube videos, but really what I'm doing is just staring at my screen, doing absolutely nothing for 3 hours. And I am excited to have the energy to do more important things, because that is not good and it's not sustainable and it makes you sad. And sometimes I'll just be sitting there like, man, I wish I could get up and do something. So, a few rules, just one really important rule that I'm incorporating into my lifestyle. And it might not apply to everyone, but yeah, okay, it's two rules. So, do not sit down without a purpose. Don't sit at your computer without a goal in mind. What am I gonna do? And it can be relaxed. I'm gonna relax for 2 hours. I'm gonna relax for the rest of the evening or whatever. But don't sit down without consciously thinking beforehand, what am I gonna do? Because then you're just gonna do nothing by default. And it's like having your work right in front of you and not touching it. And the other rule is that for me, for art, don't let your work leave your desk. Like, keep it there. So that's the only thing that you can do when you're there. If you have to eat, fucking eat standing, you know, don't move the shit on your desk. Keep that. That's your workspace. And I want to start. So I want to start combining these like elements of like my thoughts and improv and art and music into these new just random videos, like just non sequiturs, just like things I want to make. And I think that is doable, especially if I start working on this mural. I bought Posca markers. They're like acrylic paint pens. And I'm not like, I don't like wet medium. I don't like paint. I don't like brushes. So I gave up on the mural that I was working on in my room. But now that I have these pens, and now that I have these markers, the possibilities are fucking endless. And I'm going to live stream the whole process. I'm going to film time lapses of me drawing, working on a mural that's going to take up my entire room. Here's some of it. There's a little bit behind the camera. And I just want to make, I want to surround myself with art, because white walls are depressing as shit. And I want to have color. I want to have color. I want to have, I'm going to paint my skateboard deck that I've had for years. I've always been wanting to do that. I'm going to paint my phone case. I'm going to paint the roof of the ceiling of my car. Maybe even this chair. Dude, the possibilities are endless. And I just want to surround myself with color, because I think that could make for some cool ass content, some time lapses, some fucking live streams. And then I can take things and conversations that I've had from the live streams and edit it. And dude, and record the pot. Things are looking up. I'm sorry I talk so much about myself, but this is my podcast and I'm alone. I want to start doing jokes about things, but you know, this is what this podcast is. It's the raw form of just whatever I'm thinking. And here I go explaining the concept of the thing again. This is just me running in circles forever. But it does feel good if it relieves stress to vent. And I think that's, if you learn nothing else from this podcast, I want that to be the lesson, is that you should do it too. Because you learn a lot about yourself the more you think, the more you journal, the more you write, the more you create. The more time you spend alone with yourself, the more you learn about yourself. And I've spent a hell of a lot of my life alone. And I am used to it. Sometimes I feel like I've spent a little too much time alone and I get bored of myself and I start to struggle to empathize with other people because it's just not a part of my world. And that's a little bit of a trap too. Trying to open that door back up to letting other people's emotions affect your life. Because when you keep that door closed, you have all the control. But if you open that door, you kind of lose that power dynamic fades when you are vulnerable and have to care about other people. I've closed myself off to caring about people. That's lovely, ain't it? I love that. Oh boy. The things we learn about ourselves. All through just sitting and talking. Letting your brain figure it out. Just run. Just chase your tail for a bit. That's all it is. If I were to change the name of this podcast, it would either be Verbal Diarrhea, Tyler Damsma Goes to Therapy, or Chasing My Tail. That's pretty good. I just came up with that one right now. Since episode one, I was going to say Verbal Diarrhea, but that would be harder to market than Brain Dribble. Chasing My Tail? I don't know. Tyler Damsma Goes to Therapy? That would be fun. Wouldn't that be fun? If I just filmed my therapy sessions, that would be interesting, actually. Now that I think about it, let me take this this private experience and make it public. I feel like the internet has exposed us to the best of the best in every possible like field. So much so to the point where you're like, if I'm going to start, I want to get some inspiration. And then you go look at some cool art to get inspiration. And the art is just so good that you're sitting there like, well, what's the point in me even fucking trying? I'm never going to be that good. It takes like 0.2 seconds for inspiration to become jealousy. And I feel like that's what the internet has done with everything. It's just made it so much harder to start, or harder to justify starting in your brain. Because you're just exposed to everybody's the best shit, you know? And if you recognize that feeling, you can take a step back and be like, that's what that, so now I know that that's what that feeling is. So really what I got to do to avoid that is just avoid social media. and I could, you know, everybody could tell you that, you know, you could run around for fucking years telling you stop using social media. But it's true. It ruins your own growth because you're just like, everybody else already did it. And that is a sad way of looking at things. So I would recommend you don't. Like, just to recognize that feeling and understand that that's bad. That's not a good feel. You don't like that feeling. It is actively making you give up on even starting to try because you're like, ah, what's the point? You know, people are already better than me. Yeah, there's going to be better. You're not going to be the best. You don't have to be the best. You just have to do something because an idle mind is the devil's workshop, devil's play, whatever the fuck they say, you know? So, I don't know. I think that's about all that I got in the tank for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really did not expect to be able to go for an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, granted, the first 10 minutes was absolutely, like, unusable. But I pulled some words out of my throat. I did. I pulled some words out of my vocal cords, forced them to vibrate a little bit, you know, get those vocal cords moving, just get them fucking fired up, get them all irritated from screaming as you walk down the street. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to rate it 5 stars or share it with someone you love, who you think might also enjoy it. Because that's how you spread the word, spread the good word. And I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.